good to be back. Thank you, Max, for stepping in without notice to help me.
You're welcome.
You need to translate.
Oh, sorry.
Just tell them I'm thankful that you can help me without any notice. I've been really looking forward to being with you here tonight. We had, many of us had a wonderful time at the camp a few weeks ago, and praise God for that. That was just fantastic.
And I
enjoyed spending some time with Sasa, Dr. Tabasoli. It was really good. I enjoyed getting to know him better. I'm very glad, happy that Kava and Mora are having a bit of a rest and having some holidays.
And
actually, I'll be away for a month after this. I'm going to South Africa for a week, and then I'm going to have some holidays with my wife Debbie. Please pray for me. I'll be teaching in South Africa, teaching about Islam, and just appreciate your prayers for that. Actually, South Africa is a very important nation for Africa, and there are many Muslim missionaries go out from South Africa into the rest of Africa. I'm going to speak to you today about living a lifestyle of praise. Praise, praising God. Do you know the English word lifestyle? Who knows that word, lifestyle?
Lifestyle.
A few of you do. Lifestyle. Life and style. Lifestyle.
No, zendegi.
And this is the word that people use if you say, I want a good lifestyle. This means you want a nice house, a good car. Australians like to have a nice lifestyle. Nice holidays, lovely family, great job. Well, I'd like to speak to you about a lifestyle of praise, of worship.
So
it's a spiritual lifestyle. When you look at the Bible and you think of people in the Bible, there are a few people that are famous for being people who were praising God a lot.
وقتی کتاب مقدس رو مطالعه میکنیم به تعداد اشخاصی برمیخوریم که خیلی نوع خاصی بودن نوعشون گذاشتن به خداوند.
One of those people who was famous for praising God was David, King David.
یکی از اونها داوود پادشاه بود.
He wrote many songs of praise.
اشعار زیادی، آوازهای زیادی در مورد خداوند.
But even before he became king, he was famous as someone who could sing and people's hearts would be touched.
حتی قبل از که ایمان بیاره این شعر زیادی در این مورد میشه.
And it's really amazing actually the way God chose David to be king.
خیلی جالبه که چطور خدا این شخص رو برای پادشاهی انتخاب کرد.
God chose him when he was still just a very young man, maybe even just a teenager.
خدا اون رو انتخاب کرد وقتی هنوز خیلی کوچیک بود.
And God called him not because he was a strong or tall person.
خدا رو صدا زد نه به خاطر که شخص قوی بود یا قد بلندی داشت.
God did not choose him because he was a proven fighter or a soldier.
به خاطر که جنگجوی خوبی بود خدا صدا نزد اونو.
God did not choose him because he came from the right family.
خدا رو انتخاب نکرد به خاطر که از خانواده مهمی بود.
God did not choose him because he was proven to be a leader of men.
خدا اون رو انتخاب نکرد به خاطر اینکه رهبر اشخاص بود.
God was attracted to David's heart because he had a heart to worship God.
خدا به قلب اون نگاه کرد چون قلبش گذاری داشت.
The most distinctive thing about this young man David when God made him king was that he knew how to praise God.
یکی از چیزایی که چرا خداوند شخص رو انتخاب کرد این بود که می‌دونست که چطور باید خداوند رو شکرگزاری کنه.
God was attracted to him because he was a man of praise.
خداوند به اون مجذوب شد چون می‌دونست که چطور خدا رو شکر کنه.
You know, if you know someone who's full of thanksgiving all the time, they're always thankful. That sort of person is an attractive person. You want to be with that person.
اگر شخصی می‌بینی که روی شکرگزاری داره، این شخص برای افراد دیگه جذاب است.
You know, if you meet a thankful person, you say, "How are you?" They say, "Praise God, I'm breathing, I'm alive. It's a beautiful day."
اگر شخصی رو می‌بینی که ازش می‌پرسید حالش می‌پرسید و خدا رو شکر می‌کنه و همینکه میگه من زنده ام خدا رو شکر،
if someone doesn't know how to give thanks, everything they say is a bitter and sad word, painful word.
کسی که روی شکرگزاری ندارد، کلماتی که ازش میاد، کلمات تلخی یا کلمات بدی خواهد بود.
How are you today? Oh, I haven't got a job. I don't like my job.
ازش که می‌پرسی چطوره، میگه من باید برم سر کار، کارم دوست ندارم.
I wanted to have all this and I've just got this a little bit. I'm so sad. My life is terrible.
شکایت می‌کنم، میگم زندگی ما
and after a while, when this person comes by, you sort of walk away and you go around them. Because you know that they'll just say sad things all the time. Someone whose life is full of thanksgiving is very attractive. You want to be with them. And also, I believe that's something that God found very attractive about David, this young man. And he chose this young man who was so good at praise. He loved praising God, and that was the characteristic, I think, that attracted God to David. I want to ask you, how is your praise life? How is your thankfulness to God? How are you going with that? I'd like to give you two tools, two resources to help you live a life of praise. And as you honor God, you'll be attracted to other people and also to God as well.
و همینطور که خدا رو شکر میکنید چطور میتونید به افراد دیگه این رو باز
بشید. Our text today is Psalm 106.
از مزامیر 106 میخونیم برای
and this is a song of praise.
این یک آوازی است که برای عبادت بکنه.
And it tells the story of the history of the people of Israel.
و از تاریخچه افراد قوم اسرائیل برای ما میگه.
This song is written when the Jews are in exile. They've been scattered to the nations.
این موقعی میگه که از موقعی شروع میکنه که قوم اسرائیل پراکنده بودن.
And they've come under the judgment of God.
و زیر قضاوت خداوند.
And the person who's singing the song is looking forward to the time when God will gather them back together.
و اون شخصی که این شعر گفته موقعی رو نگاه میکنه که خداوند افراد رو دور هم دوباره جمع
کرده. And as he sings this song, he thinks about what went wrong. Where did they lose their way?
موقعی که این شعر رو میگه به این توجه میکنی که اشتباه از کجا شروع شد.
It's a beautiful thing to be saved by God, a wonderful thing.
خیلی جالبه که از طریق خداوند ما نجات پیدا کنیم.
To come out of slavery into freedom is such a beautiful thing.
از اسارت به آزادی برید.
But then you need to live a lifestyle of praise.
بعد از اون ما باید نوع زندگیمون نوع زندگی شکرگزاری.
And what you really see in this psalm is that he says again and again that people forget to praise God.
چیزی که تو این آواز میگه اینه که مردم معمولاً فراموش میکنن که چطور خداوند رو شکرگزاری.
Again and again, their greatest failure was that they didn't thank God, they didn't remember His promises, they didn't praise Him.
ایمانشون کم و کم میشه به خاطر اینکه خداوند رو شکرگزار نبودند.
In the psalm it says saying that they forget what God had done for them.
میگه که خدا اونا فراموش کردن و فراموش میکردن که خداوند چه کار بزرگی رو برای آنها انجام داده است.
It says in verse 7 when our fathers were in Egypt They didn't think about your miracles. They didn't remember your kindness to them. They forgot what you'd done for them.
میگه وقتی که به مصر رسیدن اونا فراموش کردن که خداوند برای آنها چه کار کرده است.
So he's saying God had shown great kindness to his people, but then they forgot about that and they lived as if that had never happened.
میدیدن که خداوند کارهای بزرگی برای آنها انجام داده ولی آنها به زودون فراموش کردن.
They forgot that he'd saved them.
فراموش میکردن که اون نجاتشون داده.
And God was not happy with that because of this.
خداوند به خاطر این از آنها خوشحال نبود.
And it says in the psalm that he rebuked them. He told them, "This is wrong. What you're doing. You're forgetting the one who's rescued you."
تو این آواز میگه که این اشتباهه، اینکه فراموش کردن.
And so their biggest problem, they really got into trouble because they didn't remember the love of God. They didn't remember that God was loving them.
بزرگترین مشکل بود که اونا فراموش کردن که خداوند چقدر آنها را دوست داشت.
And they acted in a way like orphans. They acted like children who didn't have a father or a mother.
مثل افراد بی ایمان عمل می‌کردند، مثل کسایی که پدر و مادر ندارند.
They acted as if God had never been kind to them and was not watching out for them.
عمل اونها اینطوری نشون می‌داد که خداوند چیکاری برای اونها نکرده و اونها نجات نداده.
And this was so sad and it was so wrong.
این خیلی اشتباه بود و غمناک.
Because God saved them to show His glory to them, to show His love to them.
به خاطر که خداوند خواست اون عظمت خودش رو به آنها نشون بده.
But these people kept forgetting what He'd done for them.
و این افراد مرتب فراموش میکردن که خداوند چه کرد.
Even when they kept forgetting, He kept showing His kindness towards them.
هرچند که خداوند مرتب دوست داشتن خودش رو به آنها نشون میداد.
A very famous example was after they escaped from Egypt. They had come to Mount Sinai.
یکی از مهمترین مشهورترین مثالش اینه که آنها از مصر فرار کردند به سینای.
And they came to the mountain, the holy mountain.
و به یک جایگاه مقدسی، کوه مقدس بود.
And Moses went up on the mountain to talk with God.
موسی رفت به اون کوه و در مورد خدا صحبت
کرد. The people down at the foot of the mountain, the plain, they after a while they got frustrated because they couldn't see Moses anymore.
اون افرادی که به اون تپه بودن اومدن فراموش میکردن چون موسی رو نمیدیدن.
And they asked Aaron, who was Moses' brother, to make an idol for them, a golden calf.
So
they asked Aaron, who was Moses' brother, to make an idol for them, which was like a cow made of gold.
اونها از برادر موسی خواستند که برای آنها بت‌هایی درست کنند.
And they began to bow down to this calf, and they began to say, "This calf rescued us from Egypt."
و مثلا یه چیزی مثل گاو می‌گفتند که این ما را نجات داد.
But actually, God had rescued them, doing amazing miracles to get them out of Egypt.
در صورتی که خداوند معجزات فراوانی به آنها نشان داد که آنها از مصر.
They'd been slaves in Egypt.
آنها اسیر بودند توی مصر.
And God rescued them. In fact, He brought judgment upon the people of Egypt.
خداوند در واقع آنها را نجات داد.
But soon after being rescued, they were in the desert, and they began to thank this cow god for rescuing them.
اما وقتی که اونها نجات پیدا کردن دوباره خداوند رو فراموش میکردن و بت‌ها رو پرستش میکردن.
And this was the great fault of God's people. They kept forgetting God. They kept forgetting what He'd done for them.
این کار جالبی که خداوند برای اونها انجام داد اونها مرتب فراموش میکردن.
But it says in verse 12 that just after God had saved them, then they remembered, like when He rescued them from the Egyptian armies, then they remembered.
اینجا تو بخش دوازده میگه که وقتی که خداوند اونها رو نجات میداد بعداً اونها به یاد میآوردن.
Pharaoh was chasing them with his soldiers and then God caused a great water to cover the armies of Pharaoh and the people of Israel escaped.
فرعون با سربازاش دنبال اونها بود و خداوند آب رو باز کرد تا این قوم بتونن عبور کنن از آب.
And at that point, just when they'd been rescued, then they believed God's promises and then they gave thanks to
him. در اون نقطه که داشتن نجات پیدا میکردن به خدا ایمان داشتن.
They praised God because they saw that He was true.
از خدا تشکر میکردن چون میدیدن که این یه چیز واقعی است.
But not long after that, then they forgot that God had rescued them.
اما به زودی اونها فراموش میکردن که خداوند آنها را نجات داده است.
They forgot God and all the miracles that He'd done.
خداوند و معجزاتش رو فراموش میکردن.
In fact, they even began to despise God and hate God, and they turned up to other gods.
در واقع میومدن به خدا شک میکردن و خدا را رد میکردن.
It says here they were, in verse 27, they were grumbling in their own tents. They were in the privacy of their own home, they were complaining against God. And so God brought judgment upon them. God actually scattered the people to the nations. Well, here is the contrast. This psalm is speaking about a people that have been set apart by God for His glory to praise Him.
در واقع نکته اینجاست که خداوند یه سری اشخاص رو انتخاب کرد که به اونا شکرگزاری کرد.
But they kept on forgetting Him. They kept on forgetting how He rescued them and how He saved them.
اما بعضی ها مرتب فراموش میکنن که چطور نجات بده.
And when they did that, they became bitter and they became very unhappy.
وقتی اونها این کار میکردن تلخ به نظر میومدن و ناخشنود.
And they rebelled against God. They rebelled against God. They went
wrong.
And they came under the judgment of God because of this as well. Nothing was enough for them. They were always dissatisfied. And their experience of life became pain and disappointment. They even ended up sacrificing their own children to other gods.
حتی در آخر بچه‌های خودشون رو قربانی می‌کردن برای خداوند.
This is because they forgot to praise God. They forgot to remember all the things He'd done for them.
بخاطر اینکه خداوند و کارهایی که خداوند برای اونها انجام داده بود مرتب فراموش می‌کردن.
So forgetting God's promises, forgetting what God has done, it makes your heart bitter.
فراموش کردن که خداوند براشون چه کارها کرده این تخته رو.
But remembering what God has done, by thinking about what God has done, it causes you to praise Him.
اما با به خاطر آوردن اینکه خداوند برای ما چی کار کرده باعث میشه شکرگزاری بشی.
This makes your life attractive and beautiful, and it brings blessing to your life.
این باعث میشه که زندگی شما جذاب بشه و رحمت خداوند توی زندگی شما.
It lifts up your soul.
اون شما رو بلند کرده.
You find that your feet are standing on a rock, on solid ground, when you're praising God. And that rock is the promises of God, because you're remembering the promises of God. But if you live in complaining all the time, you forget about the promises of God. Now I know some people are more optimistic. They see the good side of everything.
بعضی از افراد خوشبینانه عمل میکنن و طرف خوب قضیه رو میبینن.
And some people are sort of see the bad side.
اما برخی دیگر برعکس.
You know the story, we have this saying in English, is the glass half full of water or is it half empty?
شاید شنیدین مثالی که میگه نیمه خالی یا نیمه پر لیوان رو.
One person says, oh, it's half full, and the other says, oh, it's half empty.
یه شخصی میگه نیمه خالی رو میبینه، شخص دیگه نیمه پر رو.
So some people vary. They do vary in this, okay.
افراد مختلف هستند.
But God calls us to be always looking at the fullness of His kindness to us, to actually declare His praises.
اما خداوند از ما خواسته همیشه نیمه پر لیوان رو ببینیم.
And what's it going to be in your life? Are you going to be a person who gives thanks and praise and honor to God?
زندگی شما چطور خواهد بود؟ به عنوان شخص شکرگزارید؟
Or when things get tough, when things get difficult, are you going to be a grumbling, unhappy person, not giving praise and thanks to God? Will you remember the promises of God when you're in a difficult place and find that you have an anchor for your soul? When things are going wrong, do you call to mind the promises that God has given you?
وقتی زندگی شما با شما برخورد میکنه شما با خداوند فراموش میکنید
and let them turn that into praise
و روی شما گذاشتن از دست میدید
or you just feel sorry for yourself
یعنی که برای خودتون متاسف
you know why should God bless us if we don't thank Him and praise Him for all the good things He's done for us
چرا باید از رحمت خداوند برخوردار باشیم وقتی که این همه شکایت میکنیم
And beware of the trap that no matter how many good things God does for you, there's always something else you don't have that makes you feel sad.
همیشه بگر از چیزایی که خداوند برای ما انجام میده همیشه ما یک نقطه خالی رو میبینیم و اونو بزرگش میکنیم.
That's a trap because you actually get pushed into darkness all the time.
این مثل تله میمونه، چون که شما همیشه به قسمت تاریک زندگی عقب مونده میشید.
There's two main reasons to praise God, and these are the resources I want to remind you about.
دو تا منبع در این مورد وجود داره که میخوام به یاد بیاورید.
One is all the wonderful things that God has done.
یکی این که تمام کارهای عالی که خداوند برای ما انجام داده بیاد.
God's love for you.
خداوند دوست داره.
His rescuing of you.
خداوند نجات داده شما.
His answers to prayer.
جواب دعای شما را داده.
The changes that He's brought in your life.
یک چیزای خیلی زیادی رو عوض کرده زندگی.
It's good to be actively remembering these things and giving thanks to God for this.
خیلی خوبه که فعالانه اینها رو به یاد داشته باشید و از خداوند تشکر کنید.
The other thing to give thanks for is the promises of God.
یکی دیگه از چیزایی که میتونیم از خداوند تشکر کنیم قولهایی که خداوند داده.
God has given you many and amazing promises.
خداوند تعداد زیاد و جالبی به ما قول داده.
You can rely on these promises.
شما میتونید به اینها تکیه کنید.
They will keep you on a good track in a difficult and painful place.
اونها شما رو در مسیر درست زندگی نگه می‌داره.
And that's a good reason to read the Bible so that you know the promises of God.
این درسته خوبی که شما به اینها نگاه کنید و به قولهای خداوند.
Let me give you a few examples. When Moses was saying goodbye to the people, he gave them this promise. He says to the people, be strong and courageous. Because the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you, he will never forsake you.
اون هیچ وقت شما را ترک نخواهد کرد، هیچ موقع شما را اخراج نخواهد کرد.
That's a promise to the people of God then, and it's a promise to you as well.
اون قولی که برای افراد خدا بوده و همینطور برای شما.
God will never abandon you.
خداوند هیچ وقت شما را ترک نخواهد کرد.
So when you feel sad or things are going wrong, you can remember that God has promised that He will never abandon me.
هر موقع ناراحت یا غمگین میشه اینو به خاطر بیاره که خداوند گفته هیچ وقت شما رو ترک نخواهد کرد.
And Jesus said to his disciples that he would send them the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit will be with them forever.
و عیسی مسیح به ما این پیام داده، قول داده که Holy Spirit یا روح مقدس خدا، پاک خدا همیشه با شما خواهد بود و شما رو ترک نخواهد کرد.
And you know, remembering to call upon the promises of God is it's a discipline, it's a choice that you make day by day.
این که شما بخواید در محضر خدا باشید، این انتخابی که شما روزمره انجام میدید.
Are you in trouble? Start to worship God.
آیا در مشکلات هستید؟ خداوند را شکرگزاری کنید.
Are you feeling sad or depressed? Praise Him.
آیا اگر شما احساس غمگینی میکنید خداوند
را Are there difficulties? Remember His promises to you.
تو مشکلات قولهایی که خداوند داده رو به یاد داشته باشید.
I'm really serious about this.
من در مورد این خیلی جدیم.
Suppose that someone is really annoying you, someone that gets on your nerves.
فرض بگیرید یک نفر شما رو خیلی اذیت میکنه، همش رو اعصابتون.
And you lift up the phone and they say, oh no, not this person again.
تلفن که جواب میدید بعدتون میاد اون شخص که
I'm so tired of this person.
دوست ندارید با اون صحبت.
Why don't they go away?
برای چی به من زنگ میزنید؟
But that's a great time to start praising God.
این دقیقاً موقعی که شما میتونید خداوند شکر
کنید. God, thank you. You love this person so much.
بعد میگید خدا این شخص رو دوست داره خیلی.
Jesus Christ, you died for them, you know, and I just praise you for this person, Lord.
عیسی برای افراد مرد، من برای این شخص دعا.
And you are my hope and my joy.
شما بگید شما خوشی من هستید.
I don't have to be sad or frustrated because you are my rescue. You are my salvation.
بگید که من مجبور نیستم که غمگین باشم. تو باعث نجات رستگاری ما بودی.
Now here's something I want to tell you, very important.
یه چیز خیلی مهم میخوام الان بهتون بگم.
Praising God is not just an attitude. It's not just a thought.
شکرگزاری خداوند یه چیزی نیست که عادت باشه.
It is a weapon.
اصلا است.
It's like a sword.
مثل شمشیر.
Or a gun.
مثل اصلا است.
Praise is a defense against the enemy.
شکرگزاری دفاع در برابر دشمنان است.
If you start praising God, you actually grow in power and authority in your circumstance.
اگر شروع به شکرگزاری خداوند بکنید،
grow in power in your circumstances.
شما قدرتتون رو در شرایط مختلف زیاد می‌کنید.
If you're feeling sorry for yourself and you've got a sword there that you can use, why don't you pick it up and use it?
اگر احساس درد می‌کنید، از چیزی اونجا شمشیر است، چرا برای نمی‌دارید استفاده کنید؟
If you praise God, it will guard your heart, it will protect your soul.
اگر خداوند رو شکرگزاری کنید، مثل که می‌بینید نگهبان شما خواهد.
Praise will put a wall around your city and around your home.
مثل می‌بینید شکرگزاری، مثل می‌بینید که یک دیواری دور قلعه کشیده.
Praising God will calm your nerves, it will give you peace.
شکرگزاری خداوند تو اعماق وجود شما میاد و به شما صلح و آرامش.
If you stand and give thanks to God for taking you through everything, you know that He will take you through the things that lie ahead as well.
اگر بایستید به خداوند شکرگزاری می‌دونید که در مواقع و شرایط سخت خداوند با شما خواهد بود.
In the Psalms it says, His praise will continually be in my mouth.
تو مزامیر میگه که
His praise will always be on my lips.
شکرگزاری از اون همیشه روی لبان ما.
What does it mean to live a lifestyle of constant praise, giving thanks to God?
نوع زندگی که از خداوند تشکر میکنه در همواره اینطوریه.
This takes practice. The more you do it, the more you better you become it.
این مثل تمرین میمونه. هر چی بیشتر انجام بدی، شما ماهرتر میشی.
It's like getting fit. You know, you have to jog, you have to do exercise if you want to get fit.
مثل این میمونه که شما میخواید از لحاظ بدنی مرحله خوبی باشید، باید مرتب ورزش کنید.
To be a person of praise and having a lifestyle of praise, you need to choose to be a person of praise.
برای اینکه بتونید یه شخص شکرگزاری کنید، باید انتخاب کنید که این شخص بشید.
There's a story I can tell you of a man by the name of Merlin Carruthers. That was his name, Merlin Carruthers.
یک داستانی از Merlin Carruthers.
Yeah, that's it. He was a very selfish young man, and he just did exactly what he wanted.
شخص خودخواهی بود و کاری که دوست داشت انجام.
He was in the army and he left the army without getting permission.
اون سرباز بود اما اونجا رو ترک کرد بدون اینکه اجازه از
کسی. He stole a car.
ماشین دزدی کرد.
He got arrested.
دستگیر شد.
He was very upset when he got arrested.
وقتی دستگیر شد خیلی ناراحت بود.
He was upset because he was not smart enough to get away.
اون ناراحت بود به خاطر اینکه انقدر باهوش نبود که چطور از این مخمصه.
He wasn't upset because he'd done wrong. He just thought he could always do anything he wanted and no one would touch him.
از اینکه کار بدی کرده بود ناراحت نبود، از این ناراحت بود که هیچ کسی به این نمیتونه کاری
کنه. And when he was in prison, he discovered the power of praise. He began to praise God and worship God.
تو سلولی که در زندان بود یاد گرفت که چطور خداوند رو شکرگزاری کنه.
He was at the lowest point of his life.
توی بدترین شرایط زندگیش.
But he found that as he began to praise God and give thanks to God, then God began to move powerfully in his life.
اما به این پی بود که از موقعی که شروع کرد خدا رو شکرگزاری کنه قدرت خداوند در زندگی اون اومد.
Instead of being on a path really to destruction and a lifetime in prison, his life was turned around because he discovered the power of praise.
به خاطر که در موقعی که زندان بود به این کشفیات رسید که قدرت خداوند و شکرگزاری خداوند میتونه روش زندگی اون رو عوض کنه.
I know what it feels like to feel down, you know.
من میدونم چقدر احساس بدی که شما احساس پایین و کم بودن بکنید.
Things seem overwhelming. Things seem like, you know, you feel like you're drowning. It's just too hard.
فکر میکنید خیلی سخته، خیلی مشکلاته.
Even your dog doesn't like you anymore.
اما دوست داشتم understand
you. You know what I mean? Things can be difficult sometimes.
بعضی چیزا میتونه خیلی سخت باشه بعضی وقت.
And again and again, I find in those situations when I choose to praise God, choose to worship God, then the spiritual climate, the weather changes in my heart.
اما من به این نکته بگویم موقعی که شروع می‌کنی شکرگزاری خداوند تو حتی آب و هوای قلبت رو عوض می‌شه.
Because there's a very powerful spiritual change that happens when you choose to be a person who worships God.
خاطر اینکه چیزهای معنوی زیادی عوض میشه وقتی که شما شروع به شکرگزاری خداوند بکنید.
Instead of being someone who stands in chains, you're someone who stands with the angels worshiping the Lord.
به جای که با شخصی باشی که مثل اینکه در زنجیره سعی کنید با فرشته باشید.
You know, what does it mean? How do you do that when you're praising God? What do you say?
چطور چیکار می‌کنی؟ یا چی می‌گی موقعی که خداوند رو شکرگزاری می‌کنی؟
It could just be, I love you, Lord. I bless you.
می‌تونیم بگیم خداوند رو دوست دارم.
You are great. There's no one like you.
تو بزرگی، هیچ کس مثل تو نیست.
I lift up your name, I worship you.
من نام تو را بزرگ می‌برم و ستایش می‌کنم.
You are sovereign over my situation. You are Lord over my life.
شما نجات دهنده زندگی من هستید.
All the glory goes to you.
تمام ستایش ها به سمت
You are my true peace.
من با تو در صلح
هستم. You are my bridge over the troubled waters.
تو پل زندگی، پل روزهای سخت زندگی من هستی.
You promised that you will never forsake me. You promised that you'll never leave me.
تو به من قول دادی که هیچ وقت من رو ترک نمی‌کنی.
Father God, I might sleep, but you never sleep. Your angels are always watching over me.
حتی موقعی که من خوابم، تو من رو ترک نمی‌کنی. فرشتگانت به من نظاره دارن.
You will never forget me.
هیچ وقت من رو فراموش نمی‌کنی.
Your promises to me are always true.
قول‌هات همیشه به من راست بوده.
You can also praise God for just the simple things.
شما می‌تونید خداوند رو شکر کنید برای خیلی چیزهای ساده.
Thank you God, I'm still breathing.
ممنونم خدا از اینکه هنوز نفس می‌کشم.
Thank you God for the health that you've given me.
ممنونم به خاطر سلامتی که به من دادید.
Thank you God for the way you've, and also the things He's done in the past. Thank you that I didn't drown in the ocean when I came to Australia on the boat, and You rescued us.
حتی برای کاری که قبلاً خداوند برات انجام داده، مثل اینکه منو در اقیانوس نجات دادی.
There's so many things to give thanks for.
خیلی چیزهاست که می‌تونیم خدا رو شکر کنیم.
And the more you practice the art of, the more you practice praise in your life, the more you'll see answers to prayer as well.
هر چی بیشتر خداوند رو شکر کنید، شما این هنر در شما رشد می‌کنه.
Because as you give thanks to God, your faith rises.
به خاطری که موقعی که خداوند رو شکرگزاری می‌کنید، ایمان شما قوی‌تر میشه.
And your mind is trying to remember the promises of God.
و ذهن شما شروع به این می‌کنه که به یاد بیاره اون قول‌هایی که خداوند داده.
And when a hard situation comes, you turn it into prayer because your heart is oriented, is directed towards praise.
و وقتی شرایط میاد، شما شروع به ستایش خداوند میکنید، چون قلبتون قبلا.
Every single one of you has a personal story in which God has showed up in your story.
هر کدوم از شما یک داستانی دارید که خداوند چطور خودش رو اونجا نشون داده است.
And it's good to keep remembering these things, remembering what God has done.
و خیلی خوبه که مرتب ما به یاد داشته باشیم که خداوند چه کارها برای ما کرده است.
Don't stop giving thanks for those things.
شکرگزاری از خداوند رو توقف نکنید.
I'm seeing my brother Dawood over there.
من برادرم داوود اینجا.
I remember his story.
من یادم داستان.
When he was in prison in Indonesia, there was a Christian prison guard.
وقتی در کشور اندونزی در زندان بود.
And this prison guard used to sing songs.
یکی از اون نگهبانان زندان.
Is that right?
شروع به آواز.
And it touched his heart.
و اون آواز قلبشون رو لمس کرد.
So Dawood could give thanks to God for the sending that man into his life.
پس داوود از خداوند برای شکرگزاری کرد به خاطر اینکه خداوند این شخص رو برایش فرستاد.
Thank you Lord for those songs.
متشکرم خداوند برای اون آواز.
You know, you might think I've already given thanks to God. I did that about 10 years ago. I don't have to do it again.
ممکنه که خود بگید که 10 سال پیش من شکرگزاری کردم، دیگه احتیاجی نیست این کار رو انجام بدم.
But we give thanks to God not because we have to pay him back.
با شکرگزاری از خداوند مثل این میمونه که ما جواب خوبی رو بدیم.
But because it's our joy to give glory to him, to honor him.
به خاطر اینکه ما خوشنود میشیم و خداوند از ما خوشنود میشه.
It's good for our souls as well.
برای اعمال درون ما.
Maybe you've been through a terrible accident and only barely survived.
شاید یک تصادف شدید داشتید و زنده بودید.
Even then you can give thanks. Lord, thank you for rescuing my life.
حتی اون موقع هم باید خدا رو تشکر کنیم به خاطر اینکه ما رو نجات دادید.
Thank you for healing me.
برای اینکه ما رو شفا دادید.
Maybe you're in a situation and you don't know what is God putting you in this situation for.
شاید در یک موقعیتی باشید که حتی خودتون نمی‌دونید خداوند برای چی شما رو.
In faith you can say, thank you Lord, you know what you're doing and I just please teach me what you want me to learn in this situation. To be a child of God means a choice to be a person who praises God, who worships God.
برای اینکه بچه خوب خدا باشیم باید انتخاب کنیم که خدا رو شکر گزاریم.
And we praise him by remembering the things he's done and giving thanks for them.
و ستایش می‌کنیم خدا رو با یادآوری و شکر.
And also by remembering and thinking about his promises to us and standing on those promises.
همینطور یادآوری می‌کنیم قول‌هایی که خداوند به ما داده و روی اون قول‌ها می‌ایستیم.
You know, true worship is not just about doing certain things with your body.
عبادت کردن فقط این نیست که شما یه حرکات بدنی انجام
بدید. It's not about bowing down in a very particular way and doing the same actions over and over again.
اینجوری نیست که شما یه حرکتی رو عادت بشه و مرتب این کنید.
It's something that flows out of your heart.
یه چیزی که از قلب شما سرچشمه میگیره.
But you can train your heart.
شما میتونید قلبتون رو آزمایید.
By actually just doing it, by just worshiping God, giving thanks to God.
با فرد قلب خودتون رو آزمایش کنید و قوی کنید با تشکر از
خدا. And as you do that, you grow in the knowledge of God.
همین که این کارو میکنید شما رشد میکنید.
You grow in the love of God.
شما رشد میکنید در دوست داشتن خدا.
And your soul becomes kind of beautiful actually as well.
سلول‌های بدنی شما خیلی زیباتر میشه.
There's nothing more beautiful than the life of someone who's just full of praise and worship of God. There's nothing more beautiful than the soul of someone whose life is dedicated to worshiping and praising God.
چیزی زیباتر از این نیست که روح شما روح شکرگزار باشه و خدا رو سپاس کنه.
Don't look at yourself, don't even look at your circumstances, look to God and give thanks to Him. I would love you to be powerful Christians, powerful people. Powerful in the Spirit of God. But to be powerful in the Spirit of God, you need to learn to use the weapons that God has given you. And one of the most powerful weapons you have is praise. So I encourage you to adopt a lifestyle of praise. Take on a lifestyle of praise. One of the hard things about preaching is that you get challenged by the message yourself.
یکی از چیزهای سخت ما که موازی میکنیم اینکه خودم قلبم به لرزش
میاد. You know, if I tell you something from the Bible, I have to live it as well.
اگر من چیزی از کتاب مقدس برای شما میگم باید خودم هم با اون زندگی کنم.
And sometimes I'm preaching and I think, oh God, have mercy on me, please forgive me. I haven't been living that way myself.
بعضی موقع که موازی میکنم از خدا تشکر میکنم میگم به منم اون راه نشون بده من اینطوری نبودم.
You have to take your own medicine. Know what I mean? And this is an area where I can do better in praising God.
In joy, daily joy, که من میتونم کار بهتر انجام بدم با شکرگزاری خدا.
And I'd like to confess to you that I need to stand up and worship, be a worshipper. I choose to be a worshipper today.
من بهتون اعتراف میکنم که من نیاز دارم که خدا را شکر.
Let me pray. The Heavenly Father.